Whenever you're ready, Commissioner Faruqi, go ahead.
Thank you, Jenny. I appreciate that. Good morning, everyone. I hope all of you are keeping well. Good to see all the beautiful faces. And I know I'm filling in for Chair Commissioner Mike Reynolds. He's out, I believe, on some business, so I will be taking his space to conduct this meeting today. So thanks for joining in. Jamie, you want to lead to the, on the, or do I just move along?
No, item number two is our opening quote and reflection.
Yeah, that's me again?
It is.
All right. Well, I've got two thoughts to share. One is from the personality of Prophet Muhammad. Peace be upon him and all the prophets. That is not to be religious, but more to convey on injustice and what we all stand for on the side of justice and equity, fairness, wherever it may be. And the saying goes that you have to stop injustice with your hand, meaning with your doing things, writing, whatever that may be. If you cannot do that and don't possess a strength and to attempt to stop it with your verbally, and if one cannot do that either, to have the courage, the weakest of it is to feel it in your heart. So to speak to it, to write to it, to do something with your hand, if not, you at least recognize it in your heart that there is an issue that needs to be addressed, to have the courage to do so. And that fits along with one of the quotes of Nelson Mandela, who all of us across the globe look up to, a person who stood up for people and peace and building a nation, unity and the whole nine yards. What counts in life is not the mere fact that we have lived. It is what difference we have made to the lives of others that will determine the significance of the life we lead. I think we are at a crossroads as humanity, as people globally and in our nation. And how do we come out of this is going to determine our purpose in life. Our mandate as commissioners and our focus is to speak up for those where there's injustice, inequities, hate, and different things that are going on. And sometimes it is expressed and sometimes it isn't, and it is silent, and that is even more dangerous than otherwise because you do not know what one is thinking. But this gives us an opportunity. I think COVID has brought a lot of the disrupted things in many ways, but it has also been a blessing. It has been a blessing for reflection, a time to take a moment of your own self account of those that you love, your family and community and people at large. It has given us a chance to reset your reset button, if you will. And so this reflection is more in line with where do we go from here today. I hope we pray for our nation, our country to heal, people to come together, to take note of what is our purpose in life. That we have to take care of each other no matter which side of the issues we may stand. We are still one humanity, one people, one nation. And I hope and pray for all of our sakes and those that are out there that we understand each other more and do better for our communities locally and across the nation and hopefully globally. Thank you for that. So with that said, I guess we are... Jamie, we move on to the item three.
Actually, I neglected to call roll, so I am going to do that before we move on to item three. Sorry, that's my fault. So I'm going to call roll now. Commissioner Amy Buck.
Here.
Commissioner Tanya Dobie.
Here.
Commissioner Fareed Faruqi.
Here.
Mike Hamill.
Here.
Janie Lee.
Here.
Joanne Matsuba. Addie Nimothy.
Here.
Dr. Carrie Reynolds. Commissioner Mike Reynolds. Rabbi Rick Steinberg.
Here.
And Jennifer Wang.
Here.
Okay, but we do have a quorum. So we'll move then to item number three, which is overview of monthly summary of commission activities.
Okay, that is Commissioner Tanya Dobie. If you would please. Did she say she's here?
She's
right?
Here. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
All right, say it one more time.
Okay. Overview of monthly summary of commission activities. Yeah, there's a summary page at the back if you have that. You can just cover those issues, please.
Did I get assigned a new job? I feel like I'm not doing well in
school. Yeah, it's sort of a surprise sometimes.
Yeah, surprise! Okay, I'm glad y'all can't see my face. Okay, hold on.
Well, it's pretty easy. You just need to cover the highlights of what is already there.
Give me this job. Wait a minute.
Yeah. This is how it all starts.
Yeah. Oh,
that would be my fault.
Oh, who can I look in the eyes and say thank you to?
Norma.
Norma. Thank you, Norma. My city clerk should have told you. You got to give me a heads up, baby. Okay, hold on.
Because
I had two emails, so now I got to try to find my
page friend. Five of the package. Page five of the package, monthly summary of activities.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you can just highlight a few points over there.
Okay, you want to go to the person after me and then come back to me so y'all not waiting for me?
I can do the review if that's helpful.
I think that'll be good, Norma, so you can do a training for all of them.
Yes, I'm going to take notes and everything, yes.
I'm not getting any pre-thing, you know, we need to probably have that into our commission where we have an orientation of commissioners.
Yes.
New and
yeah.
Old.
Yeah. Well, just quickly, there's in last month in October, there was two different events that the commission held. The first one was the first listening session for the community. That again, Commissioner Faruqi is the chair of that ad hoc that put that together. But that happened October 6th, and we had an amazing turnout and registration. I think that maybe there'll be more updates to that, but that's something that happened. The other thing that happened was the 2019 hate crimes report was released virtually on the 20th, which I'm thankful for my staff who stepped in to do that, because I had to go on medical leave right in the middle of that, but I heard that it went really well, and we got amazing feedback. Now, if you look at the summary, as it was requested, we've documented, we've not only offered the information around having seven hate-motivated events, but we also did the breakdown from the seven, three of them were hate crimes and four of them were hate incidents. And below that, you'll see what each of those, what was the motivation and what is it that happened. So for the three hate crimes, we had anti-Scientology, which was propaganda and e-material that was posted somewhere. The second was anti-Semitic, and there was vandalism. Anti-Asian, which was COVID-related, there was some trespassing and assault. Then there was four hate incidents, another COVID-related hate speech against the Asian or Vietnamese community. Then we had public face vandalism, anti-Semitic. We also had hate speech that happened in person. There was anti-Jewish and anti-LGBT, and then also online harassment against anti-Asian. So that's just a quick run through of the summary.
Thank you. Thank you, Norma. I appreciate that. And I guess it's a kind of a for the next time around, for some of our commissioners who have not done it, it'll be a kind of a way to know what to do. I appreciate that. So I guess we now move on to the open forum.
Yes, so if anybody wishes to speak during the open forum, if you could hit star 9 now.
Let's see. Is there anybody there?
Let's see. So far, let me give it a few more seconds. So if you want to speak, please hit star 9. Nope. No request to speak.
We'll move on then
to item 4, which is review and discuss the role of the commissioners and media requests.
Okay. Well, I see in the package we have the Human Relations Commission, the bylaws, the different articles, and what are the purposes, our goals, duties and functions, and how we can, what we can say or cannot.
Oh, hold on. We got a late request to speak. Hold on. We do have one. So I'm going to call on them right now. It is phone number ending in 244. I will unmute you. Okay. If you can hit star 6 to unmute yourself. There you go.
Good morning. This is Pat Davis. I panicked because I kept hitting star 9, but it wasn't happening. So thank you for seeing that. I'm not sure if I was on the wrong screen or what. But good morning. You have had a busy month, and I appreciated both of the public events that Norma covered. Levin is fascinating, and his compatriot from San Bernardino did a wonderful job, although painting a rather startling picture of not only our nation, but certainly Orange County. So thank you for doing that kind of bold programming, and look forward to seeing more of that as we learn and try to engage folks who we may not otherwise share similar values. I am interested certainly in the conversation today about the bylaws and roles of the commissioners and that sort of thing, because it is an important role that you hold, and I look forward to seeing you in the community more. Although I know it's not the center of all the work you do, it's very important in the work that you do, and you're all in key positions. Also, the language in your purpose is a little bit dated, I think, but I actually learned quite a bit of history as I see the dates of different levels of approval, and I'm not fully aware, but you do operate at the will of the Board of Supervisors, which in perfect times would not be quite so limiting, but I do feel that there are some limitations, and as a community member, if there are ways to support you in your work, myself and others, I'm sure, would be happy to do so. You do have a key role there. Let's see, I was writing notes all over the place. And I noticed we haven't had speakers in a while, and my memory, when we could see and be in the room, and even since, we've had different speakers, and I'm just wondering where that piece is going. Some had some wonderful pieces to pull forward, and one of the areas I'm most interested in, obviously, and Chief Hamill represents well the information we get from the sheriffs and the chiefs, is, again, looking at the use of force. And I'm most concerned, especially as we saw people in the street practicing what I consider their First Amendment rights, there was some very differently balanced treatment of certain protesters versus others. So, again, thank you for your work. I appreciated the chuckle at the beginning, and we'll be here listening today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you to our callers. I appreciate that input that you gave us. Appreciate it.
Okay, so we'll go back now to item 4.
Okay,
I'm sorry to interrupt. Jamie, I don't know if you've gotten an email from Commissioner Wang.
I have not.
Not being able to get into the meeting with the email that was sent.
Oh, I can resend that right now.
While Jamie is doing that, you know, as to item 4, it's dealing with our role as a commission and the media request, how do we engage, and that will take us to the articles, the bylaws, if you will. And if we can, I don't know if most of us, all of us, had a chance to review and get a feel for it. If we want to go through of the purpose and other areas, we can do that. Or we can go straight into the section that talks about our communication and how it works. So, well, Norma, you may want to help me on this a little bit and see what direction we, what do we want to achieve out of this and get an idea, a feel for what how the commission works in these areas. Basically, I think I read through it. Yeah, go ahead, Norma. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to give context for those who might have not been here at the last meeting. There was a question, I believe, Commissioner Dobie brought up the question that there was, she got approached about, you know, speaking at an event as a commissioner, and then I guess others had had the same experience, and we had asked the county or Renee to kind of, what was that role? What are commissioners able to do and not do in, you know, with the commissioner hat? And I believe that we put this, this is in here because there's specific information about the any type of request that comes in to speak on behalf of the commission. And I know that there's an approval process that needs to happen. Commissioners are able to speak their mind, you know, about their thoughts on different issues, but not within the commissioner role. If it is in a commissioner role, then it does need to be vetted and approved. I'm trying to find the specifics in the actual bylaws. And I don't know if Renee is on the call, okay. She might like to jump in.
I'm on the call, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yep. Great. So Norma's right, this stemmed from, hello commissioners, good morning, hope everybody's doing well, sorry about that. But this really stemmed from a question that came from one of the commissioners, and it was through the dialogue that we during last month's meeting, where there were some questions as to what can I say, do I have to take off my commissioner hat if I'm at a certain event, and Commissioner Reynolds asked to speak to our county council, and he did do that. It was outside of us, so he had a direct conversation with our county council. We asked county council to attend today's meeting so that they can provide some additional information. He wasn't able to attend, so Chair Reynolds felt that he could provide some information to the group as a whole, and he had enough insight and direction that he could provide good guidance. But because he's not here, I think it would be in our best interest to move this agenda item to next month's meeting, and we'll be sure to have our council present, and he can provide specifics. If the commissioners have specific questions, he'll be available to answer those questions. But the intent of including the bylaws was just to provide general information as to, what the county is suggesting, the commissioners, the role the commissioners play, and the authority that they have within those bylaws. And again, just reminding the group of what the commission is charged with. And you'll recall, right before COVID, we were working on some bylaw changes to the, believe it was under Chairman Reynolds' leadership, but he established an ad hoc, and Rabbi Steinberg is on the ad hoc, as well as Chairman Reynolds, and we've been going through some suggested modifications to the bylaws to really make them consistent with other county commissions and boards, and also fine-tune where there are some vague information so that it's very clear what the expectations are. So we are in the process of doing that. Like I said, our last meeting was before COVID, and so we have not met since then. But it is something on our to-do list that we're working on.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
If I could just mention.
Please, go ahead.
Thanks, Renee. And Renee gets a round of applause from our commission. She's working really diligently on this. I mean, the other piece of this isn't just speaking in public at public events. It's when a crisis happens and the chair of the commission is asked from a reporter to comment, and, you know, the crisis happens, and if we have to get approval, it might take a month before the chair is allowed to comment, and it's a little silly. So there's not only some wiggle room, but some we're working on making the language clear that will allow the chair to speak on behalf of the commission, not to get in front of the Board of Supervisors, but to certainly address crises as they're happening in real time, as opposed to, you know, commenting a month or two after. So that's another challenge, of course, given that we serve at the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors. So a complicated situation, but under Renee's leadership, I think we're going to find a good solution.
Thank you, Commissioner Rabai, for that. I think this has been on the table and discussion for quite a while. So hopefully you'll get there in 2021, or maybe by end of this year. I don't know.
Patience is a virtue.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah. So I guess, Renee, appreciate that. I think we will table it for the next time around, right? And then we'll have more clarity, and we'll have the council to give us more direction as well. And, yeah, we'll go from there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We move on to...
Next one.
Item five
is a listening session ad hoc update.
Okay, I guess Norma, is that me, or you want to say something before me?
That's all you.
Thank you. Well, so yeah, basically we had this on October 6th was the first listening session that we had, and we had over, I believe, 126, 129 attendees on the call. Our county supervisor, Michelle Steele, now Congresswoman, congratulations to her for her leadership. She opened up with opening remarks on that day. It was very well received. And we hopefully I'm not confusing issues here.
I think you...
That was different. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, this was a different one. Yeah, I'm jumping ahead of my... Oh, that was on the report, the 2019 report. So I take that back. So as to the listening session, I don't recall the numbers in terms of people attending, but I think it was quite a good turnout. It was... Norma can probably share the numbers that we had. The issues, again, I'm going a little blank over here from your time. There's so much that's happened between that time and elections. I'm a little bit rusty on some of those areas. But overall, I think what the intent was to listen to the and get input from our constituency and our stakeholders in Orange County, and that they were appreciative. There were a lot of good discussions. There was not a whole lot of turnout, but there was still a good turnout. Then we went into breakout sessions. We had the people leading it within the commission and staff, and got input from that, and were able to regroup to just share some of the highlights of that listening session. Obviously, we plan to have others of similar kind every quarter that we have talked about. We haven't gotten there yet. We will hope to reconvene once the committee is able to do so and identify what is our next session forum going to look like. With that, I will turn it over to Norma if she has something more to add. And I think Joyce is also here. She is was also a facilitator in that. And so I'll leave it at that. Norma, do you have?
Yeah, I do. At the last meeting, I mentioned that there would be a wrap-up report for this event, and I apologize. I didn't get to that. I actually contracted COVID and was out sick for 3 weeks and just got back about a week or so ago, so I didn't get a chance to work on the wrap-up. But in looking at some of the feedback, a lot of people really, really enjoyed the event. We did have approximately 75 to 80 folks attend, and we did have 150 registrants. But some of the feedback was, you know, there's a lot of there are a lot of good people in OC who want to heal the wounds that divide us. So much left to do. I'm so happy that Orange County was willing to discuss this topic, and they're really working. They're looking forward to the next one, and they've given us some ideas on other topics that they'd like to discuss and take on. So this would help the ad hoc moving forward and setting up the next listening session.
Thank you, Norma, for sharing that. Yep, I didn't have those numbers. I'm glad you did mention it. And our prayers go to you, and nice to have you back fully recovered, and hope the rest of your family is also keeping well. This thing is really picking up more. I know some of the people that I know within the family have also contracted in other parts of the state. Anyway, our prayers go to each of them. That said, we can move on to our next
Okay. Item 6 is Commission Staff Reports to No Better Anti-Hate Campaign and Hate Crime Report Virtual Event Update.
The first one will be Brittany.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a lovely day so far. If it's alright, I would like to share my screen so I can show you some of the statistics I'm going to be speaking about.
Mm-hmm.
So just 1 second. So the No Better campaign is going very well. I have a lot of good updates for all of you. So we spoke with the media campaign, or the media consultants, my apologies. And this is the basic statistics so far. We have had 2,687,503 impressions. So that's the people who are viewing. We have 4,723 clicks, so that's the amount of people who are clicking on things on the website. So we're getting a lot of traffic, which is really good. And a lot of that traffic is due to the media outreach we've been doing. So we have an NBC interview in the planning stages. There's a Spectrum News 1 student interview that was recently completed, and we got a lot of good feedback from that. The world's largest Chinese newspaper, World Journal, has published an article on the No Better campaign on the front page of their local section. And the Epoch Times, I'm probably saying that wrong, I apologize, and Korea Times are also going to be running coverage on this campaign. We have support from the Stu News Newport, spreading the word. And last I checked, we had about 15 to 18 submissions waiting to be approved on the back end of the website. And we have about 10 to 12 more that I know about that are about to be submitted within the next couple of days. As you can see from the website, we're getting a lot of interest in the how to enter section. So we're very confident that we're going to continue to see a lot of submissions continue to come in. And this just kind of, actually, just stick here. So yes, we're getting a lot of good news. We're getting a lot of notice. We're working with a lot of different media publications in Orange County to share the news. And yes, we are making very good headway. And I'd like to see if anyone, actually, there's a submission that came in today. It's a video for the campaign, and it's actually, I think it's very excellent. And I was wondering if you all within the commission would like to view the video to kind of get a sample of the kind of work that's being submitted.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, can you guys all see this?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. I don't see my screen. I don't know. It's saying it's loading up.
It's a blank screen, black screen.
Yeah, there's a circle.
Now we can see faces now.
When you share it, you have to make sure the computer shares your sound too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you have to go out of this share screen, and then before you share the screen, it says share computer sound.
Sorry, thank you.
You're welcome.
There we go. Of the submissions we have been receiving so far. So
it's beautiful.
Beautifully done. I'm very excited to see what we continue to get.
Okay, thank you.
And I'd like to ask if anyone has any questions that I can answer for them this time.
Commissioners, anyone? Rabbi? Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I can't see all of you, so
first of all, I'm deeply touched. I'm kind of teary almost. I can see Amy too. So Brittany, really well done. We worked really hard on this over a long period of time, and to see it come to fruition is really spectacular. My next statement, it doesn't have to do with you, Brittany, but probably more Norma and Allie, and that is, I'm a little bummed that this is the first time I'm seeing this and hearing this. I think we would do really well to keep the commissioners and, more importantly, the Board of Supervisors completely involved in this particular project. We have to do a better job of making sure that we are well aware of this. We are the best resources we have to get the word out there. When the thing was approved, I wrote every Irvine School Board District member that I knew and every public official I knew to tell them about this, and my guess is if all of us had that information, we could spread it out to our constituencies. So, in particular, given this, I was the chair of this project, I want to know more about it, not less about it. So you cannot over-inform us. Flood my emails with updates and things. I mean, did I read that more than 2 million impressions? I mean, that's incredible. That's incredible. And the last piece I will make is, you know, this is done for all the right reasons. And one of the other right reasons it was done is so the Board of Supervisors know how important this commission is. This is a calling card. And if we don't use this to indicate to the Board of Supervisors how important this commission is, we will have lost a huge opportunity. And so I really implore you, Norma, and Renee, and Allie, to keep the commissioners involved and the Board of Supervisors completely involved in this. This is particularly Supervisor Doe, who is the champion of this. He will be blown away by this. This is exactly what he asked for, and we have produced. And the $250,000 that were granted is being used to really good use. So well done, Brittany. Well done, commission staff and council staff. Just let's not miss that last piece, which is maybe the most important piece of this whole thing. I mean, there is politics involved, but this is the best kind of politics, that we're asked to do something, we perform, and now we have to send it back to the people who gave it. So I hope that I'm being clear.
Thank you, Commissioner Rick, for sharing that. Unfortunately, I couldn't see it other than hearing the sound. I couldn't see the visual. It may be something at my end, and I still see that little circle just circling around. So that said, it'll be nice, Brittany, if you can send that link or to all of the commissioners, staff, and as very well articulated by our Commissioner Rick Steinberg, who is leading this, I think the communication, we need to amplify that a little bit more, step it up, definitely with the, our County Board of Supervisors and Supervisor Doe, for sure, those that made this happen. They need to know of the work as it progresses. And you don't want to come to a finality of something and then say, here it is, right? They need to see the process, the data that you've got, you have a real volume, more participation through the schools and the superintendents and the different agencies that we can work with, including law enforcement. We have Michael's here and help us on that as well, tremendously, among other commissioners. So, yeah, I think this is a huge undertaking, and it's going to be something that everyone is proud of. So thank you for your work, for your efforts, Mama, yourself, and everyone else.
I do want to clarify. The numbers that you just saw around the impressions, it's something that just got pulled for us yesterday, specifically for this meeting. We will we'll do a better job in kind of bringing everybody up to speed. But from what I know, what Brittany has just received along the videos and submissions, these are fairly new. These have, I think because the deadline is right around the corner, it's now that we're seeing a flood of the submissions come in. I do want to remind the commission also that with this particular project, the actual judging of the videos is going to come from commission, and hopefully members, either EAs or maybe even the supervisors, would have an opportunity to be involved in the judging. So that's also part of the process. What we have right now, it's really just been the outreach and media kind of pushing ads on social media, Facebook, Instagram, to get folks to really engage and send in submissions. But the large part of the judging and choosing the winners is going to land on members of, you know, some members of this commission, and then opening that up for the Board of Supervisors to also be a part of that and the announcements. I know also that there's, I want to say maybe Supervisor Doe, has been promoting this through his social media outlets. So,
can I jump in? So, Brittany, I just want to say, like, how impressive the click-through rate is. So, like, impressions, those numbers can be a little bit funky, but clicks are hard. Like, clicks are not, clicks cannot be misinterpreted. Clicks are a deliberate action that somebody took. They took that next step. And so I know for me, when I'm working on campaigns, I always want to look at my click-through rate, because impression numbers can be, you know, inflated, can be fudged. Sometimes people get there and they're just like, oh, I didn't mean to look at that in the first place. But if somebody's taking a deliberate action to seek out more information, that's huge. And so I just wanted to call out that particular metric and just say how impressed I personally am, and how that is truly something to share with the board, with the supervisors as well, because I can't do the quick math on it, but I believe you're well above industry standard on that.
Thank you. I really enjoy the work I'm doing. I absolutely believe in this campaign, and I'm so glad that it's being received as well as it is. So, yes, I'm on the same page as you, and thank you. I appreciate that.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make one more comment.
Yes, please.
And that is, let's be sure, in whatever way we can, we spend all of that money. I know December 31st we have to spend it by, but again, this is the right kind of politics. I mean that in the best way, but if you're granted money, you better spend it to show that you have used it well. So get creative, Brittany. If we haven't spent it, spend it. It's really important, because every dollar we spend is another message out there that tolerance is much better than hate, and that is well worth the investment.
And on that, Commissioner Rick, if I may, because you're leading the this whole charge, you made it possible with your efforts and vision. Can we huddle together with Brittany and the staff, and if you can call for a meeting of the ad hoc committee, right?
And
get a more deeper sense of what is there and what may be missing, or how we can help in areas that need to be amplified to get more of the data and information and facilitate that.
This is Renee. If I could just chime in, we have a meeting scheduled with HRC staff tomorrow at 11. We get an update every 2 weeks. So maybe we could just invite you to tomorrow's meeting.
Yeah, that'll be great, Renee.
And if you're available to participate, we could address any questions or concerns. We want to make sure that we have a good understanding of, or you have a good understanding and can better advise before the closure of the program, which is, I believe, the 23rd. So it's right around the corner. If you have some ideas, we'd like to explore those sooner than later.
Beautiful. I think
great that's idea.
Excellent. So please go ahead and do a normal.
We'll invite you to tomorrow's meeting.
Yeah, you can send that link to all the commissioners' work and join definitely the ad hoc.
I think we should probably keep it to the ad hoc.
Okay. Fair enough. Yes.
Okay.
Great.
And
we'll have Rabbi Steinberg, the commissioner, read that. Thank you.
Great. Thanks.
Wonderful. All right. We move on to the next. If there's no more input or comments from any other commissioners, are we good? All right. So we move on. Sorry.
Oh, thank you for your time.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for the great work. Hate crime report, virtual events update, I believe. Jamie, I want to take over your duties, but I'm just mentioning. So go ahead.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. So the 2019 hate crime report was released on October 20th through a Zoom webinar. And we collaborated with UC San Bernardino Professor Levin and OC District Attorney Todd Spitzer and the OC Board of Supervisors Cher Steele. I did the welcome for the event. And, you know, this event was to inform everybody of our work, right, OC Human Relations Commission's work, and also to share the 2019 hate crime data, which I did, and then Professor Brian Levin talked about the impact of hate across the county and how it's manifesting locally. And, you know, we had 129 people attend, and we had a good coverage from media. And so it was great that the OC District Attorney was able to share some of the cases that have been prosecuted. And I think it was great that, you know, the chair of the Board of Supervisors was able to do the welcome. And I think for future events, that would be great if, you know, one of the Board of Supervisors is able to attend, because it really shows the community that this is taken seriously and that hate crimes will not be allowed here in Orange County. So that's it for me.
Thank you, Joyce. I think it was a wonderful forum that we had, and good participation. Very well done, and definitely Dr. Levin did a great job in terms of sharing all of the data and issues surrounding it. So any questions or input from our fellow commissioners?
I was just going to say I appreciated attending it as well, and thought it was a good presentation, seeing where we are and where how much more we have to do, but what all that has been done towards eliminating hate in Orange County, and really showing, as you said, Joyce, that we're not going to tolerate it in our community. So I thought it was a great presentation. Thank you so much to Joyce and to Allie and to Norma, even though I know you were in behind the scenes, even though you weren't there. It was very well presented.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I guess we'll move on to our next item.
Okay. Item number 7 is update from OC Chiefs and Sheriffs.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I do have an update. So I'm sure that all of you will recall Professor Christine Gardner, professor in criminal justice at Cal State Fullerton. She's the one that was our keynote speaker for the event that we hosted on implicit bias a few weeks back. So myself and some other chiefs have been talking to her offline behind the scenes, and she has one class in particular and approached us with an idea about a project where her students would work with the law enforcement community, and the goal of the project was to create a video series that humanizes and gives voice to both officers and community members, thereby sparking healthy, respectful, and productive conversations about policing and potential reforms. So she approached me at first and asked, you know, gosh, do you think there need to be any officers that would be interested in doing this? There is quite a bit of, you know, for some there could be some concern or feeling exposed, or there could be a number of concerns. I assured her that inside Irvine PD that we would be able to find a number of officers that would be excited to share and take part in this video project and work with our students. And in fact, I was right. We have identified a number of our officers that are going to participate. Her idea is that the students would work with officers and record them, record each other finishing one of the following statements or a similar statement. Here's what I want you to see when you see me, or here's what I want you to know about me. If I could tell you, community members, one thing, it would be the change I would like to see is, and complete those thoughts. And the idea would be both the officers and members of the community, in this case the students, would complete those phrases. And again, the tone is what Dr. Gardner expressed, is that it would be honest, heartfelt, respectful to the other side. And we want to, these are her words, participants to share legitimate concerns, feelings. But the goal of the video is to bring sides together, not to sow division nor spew hate. The goal is to see the other side as a person and to better understand where the other side is coming from and what it's like to be in their shoes at this moment, to hear what is on their heart and mind, the hearts and minds of those in similar positions, officers or community members. So I invited Dr. Gardner to attend our last Orange County Chiefs meeting. She did so last week and spoke about this project, try to garner more interest in the fact that there are some other chiefs that have agreed to participate and identify officers within their departments. So I talked to Dr. Gardner about kind of previewing this project with the Orange County Human Relations Commission during this meeting. She thought it would be a great idea. So more to follow. I'll share more with all of you as we develop more information. But for now, I was excited to talk about what I think is a great opportunity for our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Michael Hamill, for sharing that. I think this is a wonderful opportunity to partner and to get something of this kind going on, that we have participation and listen to the other side, you know, while we are trying to bring about issues and highlight the challenges that we have. I think we need to also listen to where others are coming from. That's a beautiful thing. I open up for the commissioners to comment on or. But great work, thank you. Any update or anyone else wants to comment on?
Okay. I did have a question, Chief Hamill. The students would come specifically from the same institution as the individual you mentioned, or can it be broader?
No, I think that the idea is that they would be her students, students that are in her class, this is considered a class project for her class.
I understand.
Wonderful. Thank you again, Chief, for that. Appreciate it. And I guess we'll now move on to our next item on the agenda.
Okay, item number 8 is OCSD Interfaith Council update.
No update. The last meeting was canceled due to scheduling conflicts, so I think we have one in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Thank you, Commissioner Steinberg. Appreciate that. I look forward to that update later. I guess that moves us to item 9.
Yep. Next is announcements from commissioners.
Any announcements from anyone?
Yes, on Monday night, this last Monday night, was the anniversary of a event called Kristallnacht, in which 82 years ago, thousands of Jewish businesses and hundreds of synagogues were destroyed in Nazi Germany, and it's a night we commemorate. And so we asked civil rights leader Eric Ward to speak, and the Joyce was there, and it was put on the OC Human Relations website as well, although it was sponsored by the couple of Jewish synagogues and the Jewish Federation. Anyway, his subject was about the intersection of race and anti-Semitism, and it's really a powerful program. You can find it on YouTube. I was trying to paste it here, but I don't know quite how to do that because I don't think we have an open chat. But maybe we can still find it on the OCHR webpage. Joyce will tell me if we can. And if you go to minute 29 is when the lecture begins, so you can miss the ceremonial part and just go to minute 29. It is worth the 15 minutes that he speaks to listen to how he interweaves. He's an expert on white supremacy, and on the core of white supremacy is anti-Semitism, which also leads to anti-everything else you can think of. And it was just very enlightening and an equation of racism that I hadn't quite heard myself before, and worth listening to, I think. I don't know, Joyce, if you wanted to add anything.
I just wanted to say it was a wonderful event, and I, you know, hope that we can see more, because he really talked about the importance and hate against the Jewish community, but how it impacts, you know, everybody. So it was a pleasure being there.
Thank you, Joyce, and thank you, Commissioner Rick Steinberg, for sharing that. If you can get a link, or if you can send a post, it would be great for all of us and others.
Joyce, can we do that? Is that okay? Thanks.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Any other updates or things to be shared before we adjourn?
Yeah, this is Tanya again. I would just like to apologize because I sure did glaze over my name, because as far as I was concerned, he should not have been there. So I thank you for the grace extended to me, Miss Norma, and I will do a much better job of due diligence when reading through my agendas, and I will look for my name.
Thank you, Commissioner. Yeah, I'm sure you'll have many more opportunities to do things. With that said, before we adjourn, I just want to go back to the thing that our speaker guest that came in and shared, Patty, and she reminded us of that we used to have these guests to come and speak at our in-person things we haven't had. I think that's what she was alluding to over there, and she shared some other thoughts as well. Perhaps something we need to look at, and maybe Norma and the staff can address that in the future for our next meetings and for 2021 coming up. So I just want to bring that. If no other business is there.
Excuse me, Commissioner Farid. Bringing up the speakers, did we take it any further, the signature leadership that was presented by Speaker Dr. Danley? He spoke of his counseling groups, or, you know, the counseling sessions that he could do. Yeah. Did we go any further with that, or was it presented to the supervisors, or where are we with that?
I do have an update, just that Commission Chair Michael Reynolds asked me to forward the proposal for the signature leadership to him, and that he would review it. So I know that I sent that to him. I think that maybe following up at the next meeting with Commissioner Reynolds would be the best bet to see what his thoughts were, and maybe then have a discussion with the commission.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Norma.
Thanks for bringing that up, Commissioner, for Norma for updating us. So if there's nothing more, I guess it's about 11:57, and we can call the meeting to adjourn until next time. I want to just wish each and every one of you a very happy holidays, Thanksgiving, to be safe, and we'll see you in December.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Take care, be safe.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.